The Traveler's Journal, August 16th. Assessing the fear factor. Anyone who follows the news might get the idea that foreign travel has become particularly dangerous. Regional racial and sectarian strife simmers in a dozen places, and the potential for international terrorism has never seemed higher. Yet the State Department's own statistics suggest a more benign worldview. Last year, it logged only 200 attacks against U.S. interests worldwide. Most were directed at oil pipelines and other business concerns. Over half occurred in Colombia. 19 Americans died in these attacks. Considering the 32 million Americans that went abroad last year, that works out to a death rate of 0.06 per 100,000 travelers. New York City's murder rate is 132 times higher. Several truths. The number of travelers attacked overseas is infinitesimal. Highly protective, often dated, and sometimes motivated by geopolitical consideration, U.S. government warnings can be more restrictive than those of other countries or private analysts. Violent events isolated in one part of a country or region often overshadow peace in other areas. While any foreign travel calls for research and caution, there are few places you really can't go, and some destinations deemed dangerous are actually both charming and relative bargains. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.